Welcome to the RR Podcast. We bring you the latest in Tokyo news, in-depth discussions, and everything else that you could ask for, all with a healthy dose of insanity. So here are your hosts, Shugun Shinobi, Dawson Rider, Jedimon, and Aerosol. Riders, Rangers, and Rambles, Season 5. Ready? Go!
Hello, welcome to our Season 5, Episode 48.
Knock it off. It's like, knock it off, but seriously, Toku, cut it out. You're annoying me. Toku is like that annoying 3-year-old that's going through the terrible 2s, but it's 3, and I realize I should have just made that fictional kid 2 for the purposes of this. But, you know. Bottom is, Toku's really annoying. Okay. Just like always tapping on your shoulder like, hey, hey, hey. That's exactly what it's like
hey,
right now.
Hey, listen.
Oh, God. It's pretty much exactly what Toku is, that character. There's also Fee from Skyward Sword. Mari Maras. That's the ninja. The ninja is Mari Maras.
Makes sense.
And I'm Dawson Rider. Look, it's like the old days where we introduced ourselves.
So, I'm Shukubin Shinobobi.
We used to have like a thing we would say, and like I would just say my name, and there would be an awkward pause, and I'd just go, and that's it. That was like a recurring bit for a little while. Then Kevin got these vinyls from HLJ, so we've covered it all.
Yeah.
Roy flipped. I think we're doing all the intro tropes at once. That'll be the anniversary show this year, is we're just going to do all the tropes at one time.
So, I guess 1-Ups. This was a very thrilling intro this week.
It was very thrilling.
It's going to be a very thrilling episode in general.
There's no Flash and Arrow, so basically there's nothing to talk about.
Yeah. Yeah, what's over here? I started playing Pokemon Rumble World, and that just came out today, and I have no idea what I'm doing, and I have to buy hot air balloons to go to levels. It's really stupid. I hate you.
It could still be the wedding, too, but we're not sure. I have a lot of questions. I've never been to things, so I like to know what goes on at them.
Well, if I get 2 more Pokemon, I can reach Adventure Rank 2.
Yay!
Let's do this, shiz.
That's what I always aspire to.
How do I leave? Oh, it must be this thing.
The door? It must be this square-shaped thing with a circle on it. When I turn the circle, it opens.
I'm on the Leafy Express.
Brian's doing a play-by-play now. This is Brian's Let's Play of Pokemon Rumble Dump.
Leafy Russia. Do I have to hit a button? Oh, stop. Stop.
This is legit.
I got what's-his-face? Simi Sage, I think. That's his name.
Not you, YouTube. Classic.
This is riveting. I love this. Oh, man, I found Scatterbugs.
This is the most exciting podcast I've ever been on.
So what else happened this week? I got, like, an AmiAmi box and maybe an HLJ box. I don't remember anything from the last week. So I got all that, and so there's some neat toys in there. But I'm more interested in the Gaim Detail Heroes book than anything else. Oh, and well, SH figure, it's Blackbeat because Beetleborgs.
The Shadowborg. Don't even care about
Beetleborg. I need to pre-order Shadowborg. What?
What? It's funny because like on the Bluebeat box, you can be like, oh, they forgot to, they ran out of room. It's like they forgot the old Borg part. But you can't do that with Blackbeat because it just sounds like an evil beat farm. Like, I work at Blackbeat. We despise Dwight Schrute and all of his doings.
Let's see what else. So that's cool, I guess. I found the new Chargers. Those are, yay, more dinosaurs.
He's just talking, he got one for his new 3DS. That's what he's talking about, actually.
Because yeah. they don't come with one, so it's like,
got the new Charger.
You have to get a new Charger. I also ordered the T-Rex launcher from Walmart.com, which is actually kind of fun in a really stupid kind of way.
Does it launch actual T-Rexes?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I was just checking.
Like it people. Resurrects T-Rexes and launches them at people.
More like Resurrexy.
Nailed it.
I feel uncomfortable about Tyler's relationship with Rexy. Like, it's kind of uncomfortable now.
Is it?
We're going to explore it more in the second half of the season.
Got it.
Hashtag Trexy.
Trexie Meat Sage.
Or Ryler. No, I like Trexie. Trexie's better. Trexie. Yeah. I'm shipping a
Ryler post. Ryler sounds like Riley and Tyler, and that's just...
Yeah, that's too many homo. Too many names, really.
Trexie sounds like a like some sort of whore name.
Well, that'll be their child. A dino whore. Is that a dinosaur? Classic. Oh, wow.
Yeah, and fire.
It's more like a light simmer.
I got an Xbox.
In smaller news.
Because I...
He's joined the dark side.
I wanted to play Halo.
Literally, that's the only reason he got it. He'll never get any other games.
That is the only reason.
Just Halo Collection and then Halo 5.
I will get 6. Some other games, but... Like, I'm planning on picking up Titanfall and Sunset really Overdrive.
I have that game. It looks fun. I've had it for, like, ever and I haven't opened it. It's the story of all games. True story. I have Jack-X Combat Racing for PlayStation 2 sealed. Never opened it. That's a true story. That was an amazing story. That's, like, as exciting as my life stories get. And as they will get. I'll be telling this story when I'm 50. It'll be even more amazing because of how old the PS2 will have been.
I think that's it. Yeah, I got nothing. I don't want to share any more of my life.
I don't want to share my life with anyone because I don't share. Because I'm very selfish and I'm pretty proud of it. That was me, actually. Let's see. What have I been doing? I got an Oki box that had stuff in it and a bunch of posters, including like a Japanese Fast and Furious 7 poster. I thought that was pretty funny. I don't know why, I just thought it was funny. It was like all of a sudden pop culture is coming full circle. It was like, my god, the call's coming from inside the box. I don't know where I'm going with this. But I got an Oki box, and it had stuff in it. And I got an Amazon box that had... I ordered that Dino Charge Megazord figure because I got tired of looking for it at Toys R Us. I'm getting tired of looking at anything at Toys R Us because they're never getting anything, ever. So it's really annoying here. And I also got the Chuck soundtrack. I'm pretty excited about that because for whatever reason, my choice of like music that I'm into is background tracks. So I was pretty excited about it, and I played it on my way to school in the car today. I felt like I was in a Chuck episode, so that was pretty fun. But apparently Mr. Roboto is only in the digital version, so I made the mistake of being a fucking 90s kid and ordering a CD. But you can get it like on iTunes or Amazon, so I'll probably just buy that because I really want to blast Mr. Roboto just around anywhere. Whenever I get close to like my destination, I'll put like something on from the Digimon from that Digimon soundtrack, and I'll turn that right up and I'll blast it down their windows. Turn it become a Reedel. But it's always fun to play like Hey Digimon or like Run Around or like the Digirap when you're just pulling into a parking lot. It just amuses me. Where else was I going with this? Oh, speaking of Chuck, I decided to start a Chuck rewatch because why watch new things when you can rewatch Chuck? It's actually a really good motto. I'm not very far into it. I'm not going to be like binging it or anything, but I thought like, you know, Sunday morning, eating breakfast, watch Chuck. That sounds fun. So, and I haven't watched a Chuck episode in like 3 or 4 years. So the show might end 4 years ago. The point is I haven't watched the show in a long time and Chuck is good. Not much else. Oh, I did a thing. I bought a thing, which I don't want to say what it is yet until it gets here, but I bought a thing. And I bought it. It was kind of expensive. But
do I get a hint or?
No. Oh. But I bought a thing. Two things, because they go together. How about that? That's a hint. But that's pretty much about the it.
Now I want to know.
Well, you'll know whenever it gets here. I don't even know if it shipped yet. I never check my emails anymore. I'm really bad at it. It's actually even funny. It's kind of a problem now. People ask me, hey, did you get my email? No, I don't check my emails. Okay. I just check Twitter.
Is it American? I assume it's American.
No.
Oh.
It's French. No.
Damn it.
Oh, damn. I just thought of a really good pun, and I can't use it because it'll totally give it away. Damn it. I have to sit on this pun all week. You know how painful this is, man. It's a Canadian pun. But it's not from Canada, but, like, it could rhyme with it. We're getting off track here. We have some important rumors to get to, which I don't even know what the rumors are of. You'll have to read them to me like I'm 5. Because Kevin doesn't read to me anymore now that he has actual kids. He abandoned me. Won't read me the news anymore, so I have no idea what's going on in the community.
I have to find the rumors. rumors. Oh, there goes my internet window. It's gone. Where'd you go?
No, what the looks fuck like we're not getting shit? Rumors.
Okay, I found the internet again.
Yay. Brian found
got
the internet.
It, got it.
The whole world almost lost the internet because Brian misplaced it.
Okay, so keep in mind that these are rumors. Coming from the ever reliable Dukemon, because he was never wrong, ever. Cough, cough. People are dumb, cough.
Where is he?
I don't know why I made that choice. I take it back. I once had a teacher named Mrs. Eakins. I always called her Miss Eckins. It was really fun. I was like, when you get married, will your name be Miss Charbok? Because he always said Charbok really funny. Like, the neighbor was like, oh, Buck was like, Charbok! Like, you spell it with C-H?
He does.
Are the scientists getting it wrong?
I remember when I was little, this one guy on the internet was good with sprites, and like I was just browsing Pokemon websites, and he actually made a Charbok.
Like, it's like the White Blaster Beetleborg of Pokemon. Like, you can't say it without inflecting. Like, Charbok! You can't say Charbok. Sounds like you said Starbucks, but you mispronounced it miserably. Anyway, the rumors are not about Starbucks. Arbok.
We actually have Charbok Maru as a rumor.
Charbok Maru!
So, naturally, these are rumors for Ninja, because Drive's not really going to have any rumors anymore at this point.
No.
So this is all for third quarter toy listings, which
one more quarter
should,
we get all.
We should be getting, relatively soon, I guess. So we have the power up changer, is a brace type, changer called they're writing as Shobu Chozetsu changer. That's a mouthful. Japan needs to cool it.
That quote of the lifetime, for real. Japan really does need to cool it. Oh, random breaking news. Hold on. The number 7 is Nana, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was watching Yu-Gi-Oh, and they said it. It was so funny, because they summoned a level 7 monster, and they're like, level Nana! And they said it so serious, it was hilarious.
Level Nana!
Yeah, because they're so dramatic, it's so funny. So it's a real thing. I mean, it's not like I didn't believe you, but it's just funny to see it in person. Anyway, continue.
There seems to be a lion-type shuriken included with the changer, as well as one that has the kanji for Shobu. Which is
battle, Shonen Jump's little brother.
I don't know Asian.
This is my favorite day.
The brace can combine with the. They actually wrote Ichiban Katana. What is wrong with you guys? Forming the Ichiban Shobu. I'm just gonna go with Toe.
Toe. They wrote, it's a giant toe that they bludgeon their enemies with.
They wrote
at this
Katana,
point, that could happen.
And that bothers me. I hate everything about what I'm reading right now.
That's what I think every time I read anything.
The kanji on the brace seems to line up with the kanji on the sword to spell this out. Can that even work? That can't happen. The way that's lined up, that can't happen. So, anyway, that's wrong, I think. But anyway... Unless it was the Shobu Ichibanto, that could happen. But whatever, I'm fucking just rambling.
That's the show.
So that will in turn allow them to go into, like, Akaninja Chozetsu. Full body is covered in armor like a soldier. It has a castle feel to its design. Resembles Red Sarudar.
This is a reliable source if there ever was one.
It's the Red Shogun Zord.
Oh, okay. Why don't they just say that?
Both blue and yellow are confirmed to be able to transform into this form as well. So cue the sexism claims.
Well, the girls just can't carry it because they're weaker. That was the... Sorry.
Nailed it. And then
you know, that's right.
The robot to go
also
with
too busy.
Said form is DX Lion Hao. Not to be confused with Samurai Hao. Description. A castle-type mecha that is piloted by Akaninja Chozetsu. Its coloring is red, black, and gold. It also has a lion motif, but the feeling is very much a Japanese fortress.
Hold up, you're telling me Lion Howl looks like a lion? What? You be lion.
Oh,
that was a triple lion that dream.
Wow. Shurikenshin, Bison King, and Lion Howl can all combine to form Howl Shurikenshin. Shurikenshin pilots the combination in a larger control seat, as if it were one of the Otomonin. Bison King becomes mostly weaponry for the combination. And then, releasing in August, is supposedly the Otomonin Series EX Dino Maru, an orange Tyrannosaurus-type Otomonin with a drill tail. This is the movie mecha and appears to be a remold of Paon Maru.
Man, Tyrannosaurus with drill tails is so original.
Totally.
They're ripping themselves off.
Combines with Shurikenshin to form Dino Shurikenshin. The Tyranno head forms a chest. The head has goggles and teeth markings, and the drill tail becomes a spear. So he becomes a Digimon protagonist.
Pretty much. Was any rumors of a seventh ninja?
No. Not according to this. But
then I hope all these are fake.
It's moderately worth noting that Lion Howl sounds like the big mecha of the year, but it's coming out an entire quarter earlier than it normally does. It would be releasing in July, according to this.
That's weird. Maybe Sentai's ending early this year. September. Holy crap. That would be awesome. What if they're like doing a reverse Decade where they make the series before the anniversary series short? This is also Decade's fault.
But that's where we're at. I don't really have any sort of comments.
So by castle, do they mean like the building? Do they mean like the base from Chuck? Or do they mean Richard Castle from the show Castle?
I'm definitely hoping Nathan Fillion.
Yes, a Nathan Fillion base power-up and robot would be amazing for Sentai. That's the direction they really should be going in. They can do one for Castle. They can do one for Caleb from Buffy. They can do one for his character from Firefly, whose name I can't... Mal, I think?
Malcolm.
Malcolm Ward. That's from that something totally different. Oh, that's from Ringer. Okay, sorry. That's a really obscure reference.
They can make one Captain Hammer.
Yeah.
They can just make an entire Sentai with Nathan Fillion characters.
Well, yeah, Nathan Fillion's all you really need. Do a Firefly mecha. It could be really boring until the movie. I feel bad for shitting on it so much, but the movie was really good. Anyway, this whole Nintendo news has been about Firefly, which I don't know if that's better or worse.
It's been a secret toy.
I don't know. What if this... fucking hey, man. I sounded like an answering machine playing backwards.
I like how you picked an answering machine.
Well, because I was trying to think of something
like
to rewind.
People use those anymore.
Look, I thought it was the 90s episode, okay?
Well, you just bought a CD, so...
This is true. I like to play it in my car. I mean, I can technically... In order to play with my... Let's stop that one. To play, like, songs from my MP3 player or my phone, I have to plug in one of those cassette player adapters. So, I mean, I have one, but I just, sometimes I like the CD, just, okay? anyway, I forgot I was going with this before I fucking glitched. If this stuff is real, none of it excites me that much, just because it doesn't sound that interesting. I mean, I'm sure if it is real, it might look neat, but not that I don't like dinosaurs, but another dinosaur mech, the lion thing doesn't sound too interesting. I'm really more interested in more Rangers, just because I want more Rangers.
Yeah.
And maybe just something different. I don't know. We'll see. Plus, lion and dinosaur sound pretty tame for a series that, like, did UFO right out the gate. So
and a surfer.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that one, actually. What is it? Like a shark?
Yeah, it's a shark, submarine, surfer guy.
Okay.
All
so,
in one.
Yeah, I like that guy. He's cool. He's my friend. Even if he sucks in the show, and the show sucks, but he's still my friend. Is there any other rumors?
No, that was it.
That was it. Wow, Toku News has been slow lately. To be fair, I can't think of much else that might happen soon that could be like newsworthy.
I got nothing.
Oh, this is trouble. We don't have our third man. I just realized that you're the only one that watches Ninja. We could do Drive first and hope he shows up.
Or I can wing it.
Okay. Now it's time for Wing It.
Superhero time. I forgot what it was called.
What's this called? It can't be that. There's no superheroes in this show. I don't see Barry Allen anywhere. This is terrible. You sound like a bad engine. Banjo music.
Let's play the banjo kazooie thing.
Wait. Oh, what was the Jetman music? Damn it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Best soundtrack ever. The music literally played as, what's his name? Yellow Owl was eating a tomato. Lighta. No, Lighter. That's not right, because I'm thinking of that lady. Rita? Fuck. I'm trying to remember the old lady, and she's going to help me remember his name. Rita? Oh, I'm like, that doesn't sound right. Correct. That sounds racist. That sounds so racist. It sounds like his name is people making fun of how Japanese people say lighter. Oh, it all ties together. I'm so sorry. Anyway, forget the drive part.
Kamen Rider Drive. Hold on, I got this. I just scared the crap out of Mimi. I got this. Still got this.
Brilliant stall technique.
Start your engine!
It takes me back to when
he did it for me.
We had props for the summaries, and like we were worried about who would get what toy, so the props were accurate. Like, we legitimately had that era in the show.
I don't have it yet.
I also like how our improvised intro for when Kevin's gone is sort of like trying to both do the ninja thing and then having a really random riff on Rita and then doing Drive. Like, we stopped. I mean me. I'm sorry. I take full blame for that randomness. Anyway, the ninja. Take it away.
Lord. There's very little to take away here. All right, so what do we got? They took an exam.
Sorry, I missed that one.
I hate every minute that Takahari was on my screen. I hate, like, I wanna throw things at him that hurt.
I don't want to throw peeps at him. I want to throw something more painful than peeps, like really old peeps.
Correct.
That have hardened.
So that aside, obviously everyone else passed the exam except him because he's a fucking failure.
Hey, don't insult failures. That's my people.
So it was another one of those. Oh, you need to learn how to fucking work as a god. They've had work as a team as the, like, moral for 6 episodes straight.
Oh, they shouldn't work as a team. It's a waste of time.
It's really obnoxious. So I don't know what they're doing over there, but Kenji Matsuda was really mad at Fox Lady because she interrupted the battle.
Their bowel movement.
Wow. Their battle, and she's like, yo, I had no intentions on doing that, so, you know what, just calm down, calm your tits.
Tits always seem to be
enough. Take care of the little Matsudas, and just it'll be okay. And I forgot what happened after that. They made a Tengu, whatever the actual proper thing is. I think it's Tengu, but
they got
monster out of
got funny feet.
That song is amazing.
I know. I can't stop hearing it now.
They made the monster out of like a clarinet or a trumpet or something. I don't know. I was editing a YouTube video at the time I watched this.
So while watching, you could hear just like me with Brian.
The main takeaway I got out of this episode was that the grandpa's suspicious. I kind of figured that already, but basically it was, there's something called an end shuriken, and apparently that's like the last sealing shuriken that would like seal what the fuck, whatever the guy's name is, the last of big bad guy.
Master
Zandred. Forever. Like, yeah, Zandred, we'll go with that. It's the same plot, really. And so he like didn't use that or doesn't have it. And they're like, well, you didn't have the strength to seal Master Zandrid permanently. And he's like, oh, it's not that I didn't have the strength. It's that I chose not to. And then he does that stupid chow thing that he does and vanishes. I hate that chow guy.
What is he, Gabe from The Office? That would be more entertaining, probably.
Probably. And so now I think he's really suspicious. I don't think they're in cahoots or anything, but I don't... Cahoots? Who says that anymore? So I don't really know what's going on with him, but I...
Suspect.
I didn't really like him at first. Now I really don't like him, but... We got to see Pound Maru again. That was...
Hashtag Pound My Maru. Somebody commented that on one of my... I think it was the Pound Maru review. I'm like, people listen. I also got a comment that said, like, does it combine with Shinka? I think they're talking about Shinka now. I'm like, Matt? I don't know why people are still trying to combine things with Shinka now. I mean, if you were asking about the Power Rangers line, the answer is yes. Everything combines with Shinka now. But not here. Matt totally foreshadowed all of Zord Builder. That is the Messiah. Messiah. The Elmo voice, man. Only the prophet could have that. He reads the word of God in Elmo voice.
Wow. I don't know. It was all right. It was okay. It was just okay. There was a little bit less Takaharu in this episode, so I didn't hate it as much, but he's still... I don't like any of these characters. I think that's my problem, is I don't like any of these people. Like, I'm okay with Pink, because she seems like the most intelligent person in the group, but outside of her, like, I don't care about any of these people whatsoever.
I didn't even turn on the Tokuters this quickly. To be fair, I never did. I always liked Okadi. I always liked Ikari. Everyone who rhymed.
For real, I'll flat out say that at this moment in time, I think I liked Tokuger more than I like Ninja right now, and that's a little bit of a shame. But it definitely can change. Ninja could be a show that has a awful start and a solid middle, which doesn't really happen that often. But I guess there's always a chance. And of course, like Tokuger could end strong, but. I'm really tired of these Sentai shows that are, like, you have to wade through a bunch of shit in order to get to anything that moderately resembles a plot. And
it happens in the middle, now it's so early.
Yeah, like, it can't hold my interest.
Tokuger was pretty early, too. I don't remember being quite this early, I think mainly just because there was a lot of questions being raised. But then, other than Akari? Orange. Akira. Other than him, there still wasn't much going on. I mean, the last 2 years have slowed down really quickly. So I don't know.
I can agree with that, because Tokyo at the beginning did have a lot of questions. Like, are they kids? Are they not kids? Why don't they remember? What's this?
Are they
What's
dead?
That? What about Zed? What is he? So far, Ninja 6 episodes in, plus the Drive special, and... I have no questions. Like, I don't have a single fucking question about their show.
Other than
except
why?
Except for why is Takaharu the most annoying thing I've ever witnessed? That is my only question. Like, there's nothing here to even think about. And that's my biggest issue, is this show is presenting nothing to talk about, nothing to think about. Nothing at all. It is like, at the core, it is just flashy colors and fights. That's really it. And
that's all some people need, apparently.
Yeah, apparently. But I need more substance than that. And I don't want to say, oh, it's a kid's show, because Sentai's given me substance for years.
I mean, the kid show excuse is no excuse. Japanese shows are not. There are numerous kid shows of all languages. And by all, I mean American, Japanese. I don't know what other people are doing with their lives. Like, I don't know if Norwegians have, like, amazing television or something. But, like, kid shows that are made for kids can be really good. There's plenty of examples, Toku or not, so I hate that excuse. Mm-hmm. It's literally no excuse. I mean, if this was like a Barney and Friends level or like Blue's Clues, okay, maybe then it's an excuse. But even so, I mean, come on. Arthur, that's like the guy of preschool shows. I mean, seriously, what yeah. a wonderful time of day indeed.
DW was actually a murderer. Did you know that?
I did not know that. She is the Michi of Arthur. I had no idea. That means that Buster is Baron. So
maybe it was Francine.
That all works. Francine. Some random
I couldn't remember Buster's name, so I had to go with DW.
There was a... Did you know there was, like, a spinoff called, like, Buster's Postcard or something that, like...
I did not.
When I was on that weird internet tangent I talked about a few weeks ago when I was watching, like, Disney Didn't Drown or whatever the hell. I think I just combined Ben Drown with something. But it was, like, the top 10, like, TV shows that are impossible to find. And, like, they had a spinoff and it aired randomly throughout the years, but that's, like, really hard to find. I don't know why I'm talking about this. My main point was that it was really funny because the video had a creepy music and tone to it. Like, as if, like, the fact that you couldn't find these TV shows on the internet was creepy. I don't know why they did that. Like, it wasn't like it was a creepypasta video. It was just about shows that are hard to find footage of, but they somehow made it. Like, I feel creeped out right now just talking about Buster. Anyway, that was really random. I'm sorry. When I start going, I'm still going now, you see. I'm going to stop myself.
That was more interesting than anything I could say about Ninja.
Like, this is how I contribute to Ninja when I don't watch it. I just start talking about Arthur. I used to watch the shit out of that show when I was sick. It was the best.
I still watch the shit out of that show when I was
sick. And Clifford, the big red dog.
Oh my god, Clifford. Fucking Chloe, that little bitch dog. That dog was so big and... fucking hated her.
And what was that name?
Was little, the other dog.
Little Bear? Hey there, little face
bear.
Here?
I watched Little Bear. I watched everything.
Yeah,
Nick Jr. was my jam.
In that show where he had, like, goldfish, Stanley something, he, like, saved animals with goldfish, but it wasn't the Fairly Odd Parents. I have a really hard time explaining this show. It's like the big comfy couch where I, like, can describe it but can get the name out. Or Galador. God damn, that took me years to remember that show. But what was that show? It was, like, Stanley. It was not Stanley the Manly. That's a different. But Stanley saves people with animals. I don't know. I used to watch that show. Anyway.
I don't know. I don't know anything about that show. I'm sorry.
I don't know either. Some people will know. I bet Kiefer knows. I don't know why I'm betting all my money on Kiefer, but...
Was it Stanley
doubt,
with L-Y or an L-E-Y?
L-Y?
L-Y?
L-Y, sure. L-Y? John L-Y.
Stanley Kids Show Goldfish. We're fucking filiping this.
We do. I can hear the music. Quick, isolate the Stanley.
It's just called Stanley.
Boom! See, I was overcomplicating it. There was a show called Stanley, and it was not about the black guy from The Office, and that is a shame. And there was, like, some sort of robot show, like Ollie the Robot or something. I feel like it was a prequel to Cubics, but it wasn't.
Oh, Roly Poly?
Yes! Ollie? Like, that was in the prequel to Arrow. It was about when Oliver was a robot. A robot kid. Oh my god. Preschool shows, man. Anyway. Speaking of preschool shows, Drive?
Yep. No. That's accurate.
So Drive, this week was, as always, okay. I was completely shocked about how fast they fixed the Mach Driver. I was expecting, like, oh man, this will be interesting, maybe there'll be an episode, or maybe two episodes, where he's like, oh, I don't have the driver, it'll be so sad. First episode, here you go. That's literally how it happened.
I was really pissed about that.
Yeah,
like,
I was disappointed.
Like, I mean, they kind of continued the episode anyway with him being really disgruntled and upset about how much of a pussy he is, but... Like, I still... That motivation would have been a lot more if he hadn't have had the driver.
Yeah, I could have gone for an episode. Like, just one episode. Like, this episode without it, and then get it back next. All I ask for is one episode. But that was really crappy. I like how they did use it to lead into the other driver for Chaser. Mm-hmm. But they still could have done that. Like, I think he should have lost the driver, not had it this whole episode. And then when she was working on the new driver, voiced his concerns about, hey, I'm not getting any power-ups. And then, you know, after she gave him the new driver, after an episode, she could be like, oh, look, I made this other one for no reason at all. This conveniently being shown the same time Chase was walking away from the hospital. But it was so subtle. Well, I guess it could is if you don't know what's going on. But yeah, I was really surprised about how fast that happened. And then all it really took was for Mach to essentially mimic masturbating himself on his Mach driver to unlock the Mach masturbation mode. It looked so wrong, and he was like, the whole time. I'm like, Kevin's going to have a field day with this one. Type dead meat. That's what happens after you finish. Just like...
new name for the form.
Oh, God.
So I guess that's going to be his thing now. So, like, instead of, like, going dead heat, and it's like, oh, I'm not strong enough, and then, like, going formula or something, when he's not strong enough, he's just going to masturbate with his Mach driver and go dead heat, dead meat form.
He gets a flat tire. That did not mean to be a euphemism for the penis. Like, that was just the way I envisioned the tire, but it all worked out.
Like, oh, we need Mach to get stronger. You know how dead heat can go crazy and is essentially stronger, but they can't control it? Let's just make him control it. Okay.
Sounds like the writer's
room.
That way
we don't have to give him a new suit.
Even though we could sell more toys.
It'll be great. They don't have any more TK slots.
They don't. They only had a certain amount of TK slots. Now we got to move on to my joke where I go Kari figures, because I will not let that one go. Kari Series 01, type dead meat. I don't even think he calls his types. He's just like, Mach, dead heat.
Yeah, it's Kamen Rider dead heat Mach.
It's kind of like how I couldn't stop calling the dragons flame dragon style because I was so used to saying style. People are like, no. Like, God damn it. It's just, I can't help it. I'm sorry. That's exactly how they sound. That's how all YouTube commenters sound. They're just like a bunch of like little ducks like honking at me. Like, sorry, everyone who listens to my videos. I like those of you that I don't hate. That makes sense. I'm stand by that.
I like all of you that I don't hate.
But yeah, Mach. I mentioned before, I do like that they had a storyline about that, bringing up the fact that he has the more advanced system, but he's getting far less upgrades. But I think it was a bit of a wasted opportunity. To give him a little bit more. Although, to be fair, he's been given a lot more to do than Beast did for a lot of the series. Yeah.
And I still Beast feel so much bad for Beast.
He was so much more interesting, too. Like, we had a really long conversation about all the potential Beast had with the dilemma of having to gather mana that way, and then, like, they never used any of that we talked about. I mean, not like we suggested it to him, but, like, all these options we went over, and then he ended up just being background noise.
He basically just showed up and was like, hey guys.
I mean, entertaining background noise with condiments, but yeah, it's unfortunate. I like how, where is that hospital that she took Chase to?
It's just an abandoned building. Like, it's an old abandoned hospital.
Why did he bring him flowers? Why would he appreciate that?
I don't want to say it.
Why?
She's a girl.
Oh. Well, what's wrong with that? You're allowed to say that girls like flowers. If you can't say that girls like flowers, then society's dead.
I'll be attacked.
Like, that's true. And I think that's really sad. You can't say something like that. I guess he did appreciate him, though. Because he did take a couple with him. He only took the two he liked, though. He's like, the other ones are trash. Only like these two. These two are freaking badass. I don't know why I find that so funny. I like the idea of Chase finding flowers badass. But, like, how's he doing, Doctor?
These ones are badass.
I like how she brought the mad doctor out to heal Chase. Like, look, he's been here the whole time. I'm not covering.
Go.
He said Chase. Yeah.
Well, look, I got him this time. Look, Chase is all better now.
He doesn't have any more flubber on him. Mm-mm. No more flubber. But I'm trying to think if anything else happened. I mean, Chase got up, obviously, at the end of the episode to walk away to do Chase stuff. And he seems to be back to his normal-ish self. I mean, he didn't try to kill anybody when he woke up, so that's a good sign.
That was a good sign that you're not trying to murder someone.
Pretty much. What else happened? The police officers were annoying when we saw them. That's typical. I like how Drive essentially had to not be in the fight to not emasculate Go. And like, and then after, what's the belt's name?
Belt. Are you fucking for real right now?
Well, he has a real name. It's like Krim.
Krim.
Crab. Krim. Krim. The first one was right. Anyway, I like how he stopped him. He's like, whoa, you gotta let him do this. And then, like, after 5 minutes, he's like, what are you doing? Get in there. And he's like, well, you just told him to stop. And then he gets in there and goes like, man, I had this one. He's like, well, you're kind of taking a long time. You just kept beating him up and saying, mahawk, and then you masturbated. So I was like, come on, we gotta get this going. We only got a few minutes left in the episode. Let me use my little blender attachment. I can just fire it at you. Type smoothie.
I want to see Formula use more tires, because right now he's just using the pit crew, and yeah. They're really boring. Like,
yeah, I want to see him use the oversized tires. Like,
Mantan doesn't do anything except make him run fast, and then the other one just gives him a big plate. And then the other one gives him the blender. So.
Smoothie making. You know how you do it.
That's how we do.
But next episode, Roz outs Drive to everyone. He, you know, gets a bunch of people dressing up as Drive, going around the city, pretending to be him. And then, you know, what's her name? The girl, Kiriko. That's not her name. Is it?
Kiriko.
That's too close. Kirihiko returns in Drive.
Kirihiko has a lot better ass than she does.
Oh, man. Now I'm just thinking about, like, a Kirihiko returns thing instead of the ninja team up, it's just Kirihiko. Because her name's similar. Their names are similar, so they have a team up. Anyway. But Kiriko, like, she's going to pretend.
Tyson.
She's going to. She's going to pretend that she is Drive and then get arrested. So that happens next week. That's my Arrow parody.
She's question is arrested because girls can be Kamen Riders.
Yes, they can be. They can be the Arrow, the Drivo. Drivo. But that looks like the story for next week. The Drive's outed to people.
Yeah, because the chief is in the Drive pit.
And what about a guy from No, that was his clone that knew, the guy from Tokiger.
Yeah.
The same guy still. But that's next week's episode, and we're finally, in the next few weeks, going to be heading towards Chaser, which I am looking forward to on some moderate level. Yeah, his suit's growing on me. The more we see, like, the in-depth pictures, his suit is growing on me.
It should be... not this weekend, but the following weekend, Chaser should debut. Yeah.
So, that'll be fun, at least. It's not like the level of excitement I used to get. It's like a 25%. Like, I'm like, that'll be fun to see. That's pretty much where I am right now. But still, like I said, the suit is growing on me. We'll see how all of it's handled. I feel like Chaser's story in general could have been really cool, but it was just kind of horribly mismanaged. It wasn't like it was horrendous. It's just the pacing of it made it so annoying. And, like, they had so many cool ideas that... He got three suits and poor Mox, like, just over there, jacking it. and he got three, at least, pretty cool-looking suits. I mean, I like Proto Drives. Chasers was awesome. And our Machine Chasers was awesome. And then Rider Chasers is pretty decent, too. I thought it would have been funny. I think I mentioned that last week. If, like, they had, like, stayed off of fixing the Mach Driver and, like, Chaser got his first, like, that would have been funny.
Why does he have my belt?
Oh, yeah. Well, he's kind of cooler. He's got purple leather. I think that Chaser's just looking for his bike. Hashtag quest the bike. I think someone stole it and put it up on Craigslist.
That's why he hates Go. Go stole his bike.
Like, his Go put it on Craigslist. He's like, cool skull bike. Make me an offer. Drive. Careful,
make an
man.
Offer. Face-to-face pickup only.
We'll take now that means. That's not even fancy. Alright, I think that's about it. Now, it's time to move on yet?
Yeah, why not?
Alright, now it's time for...
Dan Chart Discussions with Shuki.
Start your Inner Gems! That wasn't as good as the Frontier theme. Mm. But just play it in your head. Everyone stop right now what you're doing. Go listen to the Digimon Frontier theme. And then come back and listen to the discussion. It's mandatory. If you didn't do it, you'll hear Russian when we speak. That's a fact. For a second, I thought you were going to do Russian. That's actually just how Russian people chant.
No, I can't Russian.
They're just really mad.
I can rush in, but I can't speak Russian.
They're just really mad that their whole country is, like, grayscale. Like, everything is just so depressing. I'm so sorry, people from Russia, if you're listening. But I'm getting depressed.
From Russia.
I don't know. We don't know. Like, every now and then, we'll say something. They'll be like, hey, I'm from that place. I'm like, oh, sorry. I thought only British people was in our show. Kiefer's British, right?
No.
He's the British one.
What?
I thought that Chris was from the Netherlands.
Yes.
I don't know. Anyway, Dino Charge.
Correct.
I was half waiting for you to do a summary just now.
Oh. What?
No, you're not doing a summary.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's bad.
No, that's bad. I know. I'm sorry. We don't want to start that mess again. You made the mistake of saying that has to be a feature every week. That led to 3 years of vicious campaigning from me. Anyway, I had a really hard time getting stuff started today. I'm really easily distracted. Start it. Hurry before I find something else.
So this was our mid-season finale.
No, it's gone.
According to... I almost said Nintendo. Nintendo's over there too busy trying to figure out what the hell to do about amiibos.
I wonder if amiibos will ever be like Skylanders Season 1. Skylanders, what was the first one? The Spyro's Adventure, where, like, eventually there'll just, like, be copious amounts of them.
Oh, probably.
I kind of hope that's the thing. Like, they're still selling Spyro's Adventure figures. Like, when you go to Toys R Us, they have Current, and then they have, like, Swap Force, Giants, and Spyro's Adventure, and they're, like, all simultaneously marked down. It's, like, $25, $50, $75. We'll pay you to take this. Like, they just have so much of it.
Yeah, like, it's pretty funny to walk into Toys R Us and just see all four games on the shelf at the same time.
'Cause Skylanders was a lot like this. I feel like Amiibo's a bit more extreme.
Yeah, Amiibo's is definitely more extreme because you have all the people that like Nintendo trying to go after them, whereas before you just had the people that got into the game.
Although, when Skylanders was out during that time, there was, like, none on the shelves. I still see, like, you know, like Mario and Pikachu and stuff, but, like, there was none, like, on the shelves. So, it's pretty crazy.
Skylanders, when it was big, was really rough. Disney Infinity never had the problem.
No.
But I don't know if people just don't like that or not.
I mean, it does well. Maybe they were just more prepared because they saw what happened to Skylanders year one.
Yeah, because Skylanders doesn't have that problem anymore. But year one and Bits of Giants was a mess.
Even now, there's occasional things that are hard to find. It took me forever to find those Light and Dark packs again. I'm still on the sauce. I don't know if I'll do this. This might be my last year. It's getting stressful.
Have you played it at all?
No. I'm going to play it this summer. That's what I always do now.
Okay. Whatever you say. I forgot we were supposed to be talking about fucking...
Oh, I totally forgot what you were talking about.
Dino Charge.
I'm just going to mention that everyone's going over amiibos. I'm still weeping over not getting the villager. Like, I saw it multiple times and passed it. That's the only one I really wanted. Like, and I'll never see him. Anyway, continue. Like,
it wasn't hard to get at first. And then all of a sudden, like, there was a switch turn, and then everyone's like, amiibos, and, like, they were gone.
Like, that's exactly how it happened. Like,
I picked mine up several days after they came out, and I went to Toys R Us and bought the entire wave.
I saw them at least three times, and I was like, you know what, I'll get it next time. Never got it. Like, now, that's like, I mean, I want Greninja, but I'm willing to wait past the madness, but, like, he was the only one I really wanted, because you can go buy any number of Greninja Pokemon figures or plushes, but, like, nobody makes Animal Crossing merch like that, so. Anyway. See, I told you not to get me started. I got distracted again. Like a freaking squirrel.
Okay, so
back to amiibos.
So about those amiibos. Target at Jigglypuff. So I okay, what happened in this episode? It was a good episode. It was
Tyler
really
was like he got duped, and they drove, and then he the
oh,
dog
okay,
was like
fucking Tyler. Hold on, go back up.
Well,
Tyler.
The car.
Tyler gets in the fucking car to leave, and all of a sudden, four Morph Rangers come in, say absolutely nothing, just hop in the car. Fucking Chase over here putting on his goddamn seatbelt while morphed.
Like,
safety
that
should have
been his first clue, is Chase didn't jump in the car and say, he, like, put a seatbelt in and say, check out another one for the hotshot. Like, because he just made it, like, the seatbelt click. He's like, hotshot. Like, he just loves it. Like, he should have known that immediately.
That would have been a, like, full-on sign. Like, he should know.
Although I was amused when he goes, are we morphing? Like, I don't know how he said that. Like, oh, is this a thing? Like, is this how we roll now? This can be kind of suspicious, though. Like, I think people might think I'm the Red Ranger if I'm driving you guys around, you know? This car don't got a hood, you know? Or windows. Why do people drive these things? They seem so unsafe. It's like the UPS truck. I'm like, oh my god, he doesn't have a door. He could just jump out action hero style. Why doesn't he have a door? Like, do you have to deliver the packages that quick? Like, seriously. I think they do have a door, but they just leave it open. Anyway. See how easily I'm distracted? Like a squirrel or a prairie.
On the edge.
They really do. Wearing those shorts during the winter. Oh, they do.
They do?
I'm friends with my UPS man. His name's Jake. We're pretty tight.
He's
not a really gay.
State Farm, except
yes,
it's Jake from...
Pretty much. From like a good neighbor, UPS drives there. Yeah, slightly created.
Start your engine.
That's what I'd say if I was a UPS driver. So easily distracted, seriously.
We can't do a show by ourselves.
We can't, we're easily distracted. I see an Amiibo, I see a UPS driver, and I just run off. There's a Checkers commercial right now! You don't exist in this timeline.
I really want a fucking burger.
I'm sorry.
They have really good they have really good like their bacon. I think it's Baconzilla fries.
That sounds amazing.
It's bacon and cheese like all over fries. Like they give you fucking strips of bacon
right
on
now,
top of.
I'm
fries.
Just picturing a Godzilla sculpted out of bacon with cheese dripping out of its mouth like as blood, and I want to eat that.
I want to eat that too.
Like,
I'll share it with you.
Yes, we'll split it. But I'm going to find this Rally's place in this timeline if it's the last thing I do. Probably will be. I'm on borrowed time. But anyway, so Tyler, that guy.
Tyler was stupid. It was basically the moral of that.
Oh, hold on. I just talked, but I have some, since we're talking about the car thing. You know, I don't know if I made this joke on the podcast, but trust me, this is tied to the episode. But I talked about like movies that could be solved by cell phones. Like Home Alone or any movie where they're lost and like they could be solved now. This is Power Rangers things that could be solved by teleporting. Why are they driving when they can teleport? How could we afford teleporting in 1993 but we can't afford it now? Why did they ever get rid of that? It was so convenient. I can't even think of the number of times in any of the Power Rangers series in the last decade where I was just thinking this would not be happening if they could just teleport. I just want to point that out. It would be so convenient. Instead, they're driving in a Jeep. Seriously. Rant over. Until I see a Baconzilla again and then I'm distracted.
You got it.
Gotcha.
Gotcha. So what else do we got? We got the Poissandra and I really like Poissandra and Fury's like little rivalry that they got going on because
it's like Heartbrain and Medic but with Dinotrack.
Admittedly, Gandarilla didn't really do much of jack shit. In Courage, honestly, she just kind of hopped around and said, keep smiling, yo.
And then she turned into a human sometimes.
And that was about the extent of her character in Courage. So I like how her and Fury have this thing going on, and then Kirio's like the little retarded friend that just keeps talking.
That's me!
Kirio is awesome.
Confirmed. He's like Furio, but without the Fury. Get it? Because Furio, he was like an egghead. He was. He looked like if you took one of those lemon heads, you know, those lemon candies, and made it into a villain. True story.
So I really dig that. I like they got the E-Chaser, like Tracer? Chaser? Nope,
Chaser.
That's wrong.
E-Chaser. That's what they used to find Chaser.
They got the E-Tracer really easy. Like, they got distracted with the car engine, and they just took it and went.
You have to destroy it. Can't you just build another one? What was it, made out of, like, vibranium? What the hell?
It was.
Just go buy one at GameStop, I bet, or like, you know, GameForce. A used GameStop probably has an old e-reader. You can just make it into an e-tracer. Get some Animal Crossing cards, you know?
Nailed it. Got an Animal Crossing card.
How could they forget the Dino Charger was in there? Nailed it. Idiot, left the battery in here. Lol. Runs off.
We got it. You guys are idiots.
We didn't even want the E-Tracer. We just wanted the prize inside. It was like cereal, but with Dino Chargers. True story.
The fight between Tyler and Fury was really good.
It was. And then quickly stopped.
It's rare that we get, like, idiots. A whole lot of one-on-one Unmorph fights, but that's just really cool. So I dug that a lot. We almost found out what happened to his dad.
He's killed. I don't know why I said it like that, too.
Killed.
We're going to find... Well, he actually is dead. The guy in the picture dead. We found that out a few weeks ago. I was shocked. I was not prepared for that. But, Dougal just... Or what's his name? Fury. Fury just says, well, we didn't realize he was going to die before we started filming. So, sorry, Tyler. That's actually what he was going to say before he got interrupted.
Sorry, bro.
In other news, they got a firmware update so they can get FaceTime on their Dino comms.
Yeah.
And they Tony Stark the shit out of their helmets.
Oh, they did? They had, like, fucking HUDs everywhere.
Yeah, it's, like, that's kind of cool. Except it feels weird in this series. I mean, I know nothing's mythological, but just because the powers aren't explained, I'm going to assume the Dino Charge powers, just whatever they touch, or the Energems, just whatever they touch, create, like, a full Ranger system and Zords for whatever they touch. That's just what I'm going to assume since we have no explanation whatsoever.
Yeah, I can agree with that. It works.
But the HUDs would have been cool to see in some of the, like, more technological seasons, like RPM or something.
Yeah.
Would have been neat. It's a cool idea. I hope they keep it around.
Okay, I don't want to do this, but I went to checkers.com. There are no locations in Colorado.
Why are they advertising it? What the hell? And, like, now I'm disappointed I'm not going to get the Baconzilla fake. Why the fuck? Now I'm upset. Like, I can't even continue.
I thought I would go look for you.
I have to lie down for 45 minutes. No, an hour. A full... No, 2 hours. I can't even believe this. What about... Did you check under rallies?
Yeah. I checked both. They're the same website. They're
Why
just
the hell?
Logo changes.
Because, like I said, they've never advertised here before for the last few months. We really do live on a hellmouth. Shootings, fires, no burgers. What kind of place is this? God.
Sonic would advertise here for the longest time before there was a bunch of Sonics in Michigan.
Oh, we got those all over the place. They're fine.
They don't advertise them all over the place now, but...
But we don't have... Or we have 2 Steak and Shakes. They're far away, but they never advertise them. But what the hell? I was so curious now. Like, that was going to be my mission this week. Now I don't have a mission.
I'm sorry. I solved your mission. Well,
damn it. Now I had all these points about Dino Charge. Now I don't care about life. Youth commit suicide over checkers lie. It's always the headline below. Crossbow. Whole household crossbow accident. Claims team. Anyway, speaking of idiotic things, Tyler thinking something's a bracelet when it's a necklace. Like, this is what happened to his dad, actually. True story. This is the actual canon of what happened. Joe Gold. Damn it. Sorry. Fury. Was talking to his dad. He's like, here, try on this necklace. It was a bracelet. Their family can't tell the difference. He put the bracelet on his neck, asphyxiated himself. True story. Like, they have a gap in their knowledge where they think bracelets are necklaces and necklaces are bracelets. So that's actually what happened to his dad. That's actually what happened to the actor, too. The actor. I feel bad because that guy, I don't know how he died. Could have been really sad. But that's exactly how his dad died. He gave him a bracelet, and he tried it on. But he thought it was a necklace. Like, apparently there is, someone on Twitter told me that, I don't know if it's true, I'm sure it is, but there are bracelets like that, but just, like, the look of it looks like a necklace, and it seems stupid, like, he's like, oh, thanks for putting my bracelet back, and he has to, like, loop it around, like, 20 times, do, like, a Boy Scout knot, I'm like, bro, it's a necklace, just put it around your neck. It's got, like, a little thing on the end of it and everything.
Oh, man, Tyler.
and, okay. So I already did my bitching about the... Oh, I'm just talking while Brian's finishing wheezing.
Go ahead.
I already did my bitching about the morphing thing. Something that bothered me is I hate when the lesson or the mechanic of teamwork of Power Rangers interferes with smart thinking. Power Rangers is five people, 3 to 5 people. And that you can spread it out and do more, but now you always have to be together is annoying. I hate that the other four Rangers couldn't take out the monster. Tyler could have easily found out answers if they'd just given him another 15 seconds.
I know.
Like, it's so dumb. Like, oh, we can't beat him without you. Well, get the Megazord and step on him. I don't know. Do something else. Charge up your... Everyone put 2 batteries in your chargers and shoot him. I don't know. Drown him. I don't know. There's so many things they could have done. Use the... Do they have the, you know, the Dino Scrander thing where they have, like, clamps and, like, are smacking them together like
not,
tongs.
Not yet.
I'm, like, literally doing that motion with my hands right now, trying to articulate what I'm talking about. But there's so many things they could have done, and that really annoys me when stuff like that happens. Like, I get that teamwork is one of the messages, but when you have a team, sometimes you spread out because the numbers is a bonus. It's like, how are all these other people, solo heroes, getting this done? They don't have anyone calling them when they're interrogating a suspect.
No, I agree completely. That's all he needed was like 10 seconds.
He should have put his
just about to freaking tell him.
Should put it on vibrate.
Oh, your father, huh? And then just stabbed him.
I hate that trope in general where he's like, "Oh, he's about to tell me, but we need you right now." But he's about to tell me, and then they just run off instead of saying, "All right, tell me really quick, I have to leave." They just run. He had him right where he wanted him. Plus, there was a gold mist coming out of him. Dude was falling apart. It was the ghost of his bracelet, Dad. but speaking of that, I'm pretty confident it's going to be the British Knight guy or whatever, but I think it would have been really neat. Who knows? Maybe they'll still do it if they changed it up and it was his dad.
That would be really cool.
Like,
I was all for that.
Like, I get that they have to do certain things. Well, they don't necessarily. I keep thinking they have to do certain things with the footage, but they've not used footage. They've done original footage. They've edited out the ridiculous backgrounds for, like, Shiryu's Megazord formations. But, you know, Dogold had the Pterazord or whatever. Ptera. I don't know why I said it like that. But, so they have certain things like that. But they could still very easily do that with him having the Zord because, you know, he's in this competition to find Energems. Mm-hmm. And instead of right now doing this, oh my god, there's this British guy trapped with him. It's Chris from HJU. but they could save it for, like, later and then have it be his dad and do that as the intro to Silver if they make him Silver, or if they don't make him Silver, regardless. That would have been such a cool twist on it, given the fact that he was in his...
Beautiful.
But who knows? Maybe they still will.
I hope they do that. I really hope they do that.
I mean, there's still a chance they will, because Dino Charge has been more unpredictable than the last few years, but I hope they would do that instead of, you know, what we're thinking is all going to happen. It'll be interesting to see. Now they'll probably just do the British Knight thing. I mean, if it's not Chris, I'm already disappointed. Like, twist one, make it his dad. Twist two, make it Chris from HJU. Third option is just boring. But yeah, that would be neat. Anything else to say? Because everyone obviously was throwing a bitch fit over the hiatus because it started like a 3-parter, but it really didn't feel like that. It felt like a pretty good... It felt like an even place to end. There wasn't a cliffhanger or anything. It was just kind of a general, like, teamwork, and they all fist bumped. So it was just kind of a good place to end off. I mean, if it did have a cliffhanger, that'd also be a good way to be like, tune in 3 months. But still, it didn't feel awkward, is what I'm trying to say. Like,
because, like, December... I was like, oh, it's part one of a 3-part series, and, like, it sets up that, but I don't feel, like, watching it, I don't feel like it was...
Yeah,
like, multiple parts. It's not like a part one, part two, part three. It's just a continuing story. But even then, it ended solidly enough to where I don't particularly care all that much.
Yeah, because if it had been called the Gold Rangers episode part one, and then we had a hiatus and part two and three aired, then it would seem awkward. But this was just, like you said, a continuing story arc. And from an outsider's perspective that doesn't know about Ranger or Gold Ranger or anything, they don't know that Ranger introduction is coming up because we just had a storyline about the Ankylosaur, or as they like to call it, the Ankylosaur. And so, you know, from kids' perspective or viewers that don't know anything, they're just looking for another Zord. So they have no idea this is, you know, going to lead to another Ranger. I mean, we know about other Rangers, but you know what I mean. Yeah, is that it just seems normal. So people think about it way too much from Kyuger's angle.
And I really wish people would stop doing that. Like, the whole, oh, Kyuger did this, so this has to happen. Or, I'm upset that this didn't happen from Kyuger.
It already happened to Kyuger.
Like, there was a couple of people that made comments that I'm disappointed they cut the part where the copy Rangers infiltrated the normal Rangers' ranks and messed with them and caused them to hate each other or whatever. I specifically like the term cut the footage. I'm like, they didn't cut the...
I hate that because it always comes across like if Power Rangers doesn't use it, it's erased from time. And it's like, you know, that thing you liked still existed. It still happened. And it also reminds me of things I want to forget so I can see things freshly. Mm-hmm. So, but people really need to stop that, especially since they're doing such a good job of, you know, making everything so new.
Yeah. It definitely shows that who is producing the show definitely has a major influence on how the show comes out.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Budget hasn't changed really, and I don't particularly even think the acting ability has changed, because I have pretty decent faith that the Samurai and Megaforce cast both can be excellent actors.
Well, maybe not Najee. Cool. No, I'll be fair. Najee did have some good moments. I'm just going to say. He did. There was a couple moments he was pretty good. Like when Antonio said, the golden age of Antonio is over. The way he said, the golden age of Antonio was pretty good. Now, that's a pretty bad thing to have as like the height of your acting performance. But he delivered it well. The bottom line is, I liked Antonio.
Bottom line is, he nailed it.
Totally. That one line, totally made up for it. He was in a tutu.
One line.
But yeah, I totally agree. I mean, the Megaforce cast did have some talent, and they were a really nice group of people. The Samurai cast as well, which I guess nothing has to do with talent. But and I had grown to like Samurai somewhat over it, but definitely an improvement in the style. I much prefer what they're doing now. And I'm not even sure why Zatcher went that extreme, because even when he was producing before, like, you know, stuff like Time Force or Wild Force, it was close. Was Judlin there too, or somebody else there?
Yeah, he was.
Oh, that's probably why. So he had like people stopping
him. If I remember correctly, Judlin was on through Time Force. I don't know if he was on for Wild Force or not. I don't remember.
Okay. But, well, because I know that Zatcher's been around forever. Like, I'm watching freaking MMPR season one or something. Like, Zatcher, I'm like, holy crap, that dude's like ancient. Oh my god, I'm ancient. Watching it. No, but I was curious about that. I guess because he was really the only one there. So, because, you know, he was a producer on some of the other ones, and Time Force and Wild Force did stick closer than their predecessors, but they had a lot of original stuff in it, so I was curious why he stuck so rigidly. Although, to be fair, they also, Samurai did have some original elements, like, you know, Decker and Dayu, and Megaforce and Super Megaforce, in terms of, if you look at it, it was pretty original in the fact that it didn't follow Ghost Ager's storyline, really.
Right.
I mean, they essentially copy and pasted a lot of the fillers, but still, the concepts really had very little to do with what was going on the other side. But the bottom line is, things are better now. I'm just analyzing stuff. I just really hope he stays on, or at least they get people that are like this from now on.
Yeah. Hopefully.
Like, if we do Tokuger and a Ninja and whatever Jur is after that. Honestly, they could make Tokuger and Ninja better than they were. I'm talking about Ninja in the past tense. I'm actually from the future. I am like the reverse Flash of the Ninja. I just came back to stop it, but I got stuck and got bored, so I decided not to do anything about it.
Nailed it.
Totally.
Got it, or whatever.
It's something. Gotcha. Anyway, so Dino Charge is off for a while.
Okay, gotcha.
there is other stuff to watch, people. I'll miss it too, but there's like a lot of really good TV to watch, both airing live and Netflix, so I encourage you to check out literally anything else. There's so much stuff to watch. Go watch The 100. That show's amazing.
I'll try.
Yes, Brian. I'm just going to keep bullying you. This is how I bully people. I don't be like, you're a loser. I'm like, watch Netflix. It's box set bullying. All right, so now it's time for...
Ramble time.
It's more like Ramblet time, really. There's not a whole lot this week to discuss. I don't even remember what Pokemon was about. Shocker. What was it about? Oh, the gym leader, like, Go-Go.
Oh, right.
Real talk, I didn't know he was the gym leader until he revealed it at the end. Because I cannot remember the names of the gym leaders past Generation 3 for some reason. I don't know why. Like, there's some I remember, and they're more recognizable to me, but, like, I can't list their names or their types or anything past that. I don't know what it is. But I guess I filled up all my memory when I was, like, 12. That's why I'm having so many problems now. But that's pretty much all the Pokemon was. Transformers was on this week. Did you catch it?
No, I didn't.
Oh, there was a Shark robot in it, and that cool wolf-like guy.
I'm really bad.
Yeah, he's really cool. I like his design a lot. But
he's supposed to be like the main Decepticon for this show so far.
Yeah, he was in it, and his design's cool. And then there was a shark guy, and I don't remember his name. I'm really bad with names. I don't know if I mentioned that. What's my name? I don't even know. But it was okay. I mean, it's pretty much sliding into its little groove of kind of Monster of the Week stuff. Transformer of the Week, whatever. But Transformers. Mm-hmm. Arrow, this week's episode, was it me? Okay, was it on? I did rewatch the rerun. It was the Nana Parbat episode. And they did stuff. But there was a little bit, I think it happened last week, we didn't talk about it. There was a little casting news with Rory is going to be in the Flash Arrow spinoff. Playing Rory, actually.
Yeah.
But he's
it's
playing
really weird. I'm like, how did you even get the rights? Like, it's crazy.
I know. The Doctor's going to be in it, too. It's really, this spinoff is going all over the place.
David Frank's trying to be in it.
Oh, God. He's mentioning all his videos. I really want to be in the movie and in the Arrow Flash spinoff.
Because, you know, it's called Arrow, and it's about the Green Arrow, and I'm green. Green! I should be Arrow.
That's pretty much the way it is. It's just like on the back. This is a random thing. But I hate on how the back of the White Ranger MMPR movie figure box, it mentions the Green Ranger. For all we know, in that universe, there never was a Green Ranger. Was it ever mentioned?
I don't think so.
Boom. White jammed. That sounded racist. But that bothers me. Like, everyone else's description's like, hey, they're pretty, or whatever they say.
Yeah. No, I didn't even really look at mine. I just know because I watched your video.
They talk about the description. They're like,
this attractive young woman.
Like, everyone mentions their looks and then talks about their transition to their ninjetti animal. And Tommy's like, he was the Green Ranger. I'm like, no, he wasn't. Not in this universe. I choose to believe in the Mighty Morphin movie universe. There's no Green Ranger. It doesn't even mention Tommy's looks. Burn.
I'm fine with that.
But what were we even talking about? Led me to the spinoff. The thing about the spinoff, I might have said this last time, but like every time there's a bit of casting news, I'm like, oh cool, but who the hell is Sarah playing?
I know.
That's what I want to know.
They're like, you'll know in a couple weeks or whatever the fuck they said. I don't remember what they said.
I kind of hope that it's just her. Like someone dipped her in the Lazarus pit. I don't know. Something. I know it seemed pretty concrete that she died, but yeah. Just because not only do I like that character and the actress, but I think it would be interesting to see, you know, her interact with everybody again after all that's happened. And it would, you know, reprieve Thea from having killed her. there was a couple but things.
There was a lot of people talking about how it could, like, be kind of set up differently and tell multiple different stories. And so it could be Sarah, but be flashbacks.
The past, yeah. I think we talked about that possibility before of, like, instead of it being a show about everybody at once, it could be just, like, Pokemon Chronicles, but for Arrow. That could be interesting.
Go ahead.
One of the interviews I just recently read just said it was going to sort of be like the Arrow Flash crossovers, but every week. Because it's not really a crossover because they're on their own show. But,
I get the idea.
So, I don't know, like... I keep saying, like, I can't wait to find out, but I really can. It's like, I'm so curious. It just, like, the thing that gets me is like things being added, like Heat Wave, and I don't care. Danny Atkins is going to be like, oh, his name's Heatmar or whatever, but whatever. Link and Michael, like them being added to it, are just, that was one of the things I found most interesting. I read that I'm trying to think of his name. Coldstone. Captain Cold. Stone Cold would be Jason Morgan. Coldstone's ice cream. But I lost again. Captain Cold. Finding out, they said that him finding out Barry's identity was because of the spinoff, or like certain things are being set in motion by the for the end of the season that have to do with the spinoff. So I was kind of curious about what little things are being done to Arrow and Flash that might be setting up for it. Like the Adam stuff obviously is going to be heading towards that. So, but I'm curious because they kind of knew in advance. But I was wondering if maybe if they do decide to use the Lazarus Pit, which is actually just a peach pit that's really mystical. No, but if they do decide to use that, if maybe Oliver becoming Ra's al Ghul or whatever his name is, it's like something else al Ghul, but literally means arrow or something, which is kind of cool. But if they already did introduce it, but if they'll go deeper into that to possibly set up for that, so. I think it'll be kind of interesting to sort of pay closer attention to see if there's anything going on there for that. And I was also thinking, as weird as this sounds, the whole setup for it, it kind of makes a lot of sense, because as much as I would be completely fine with the CW just being completely littered with spinoffs about everybody and just having superhero shows every night, that's pretty impractical, because like right now, without this show, I would have wanted an Adam spinoff and a Firestorm spinoff. Wait, is that his name? Yes, yeah. That's right. I got it right. Boom. Laureled. and then whoever else they introduce, whatever. So, like, that would be pretty impractical. So this kind of makes sense to have this third show that can just kind of house a lot of people, as much as I still kind of wanted a solo Firestorm show. But it's still really good time to be a fan of this stuff, and how fast they're expanding this universe is neat.
And then plus we have the, I forgot who it was, hopefully you remember, I don't remember, the one that's going to be an animated show. I can't remember off the top of my head.
I don't even know what you're talking about. I have no idea. I'm so lost. What are you talking about, an animated show?
There's an animated show that's set in the same universe.
Oh, I didn't know that.
With a that's different cool. character.
Oh. I'll have to look that up. Not now, because I'm pacing. But I didn't know about that. I thought you were going to talk about or mention the other casting, which I have no idea who it Vixen. Was. Oh, okay. So that's neat.
Thank you, Google.
But Google is always our friend. He even tells us when rallies aren't going to be here. but for a second, I thought you were going to mention that, because I don't remember who the casting was, but somebody was cast as Hot Girl. Hawk Girl, not Hot Girl. Hot Girl, that's Sarah. She got that. No, but Hawk Girl is going to be in it. So that should be interesting. I know
there's
very little
just,
about her.
There's just a whole lot of cool going on.
Yeah. In all of the universes, really. I think DC still, for me, like owns it for TV, but both are doing good TV stuff. I mean, we had a couple Netflix shows coming out, but even without the Marvel Netflix shows, S.H.I.E.L.D. is like crushing it right now. But I just love the DC universe shows so much.
Yeah, like they do a great job of just making everything tie together throughout all of these shows, so it's really rewarding when you watch all of them.
Yeah,
you pick up on all these things happening here and there, and references to what's happening in another show and stuff like that that you wouldn't pick up normally, and that's just really fun. I mean, Marvel does the same thing with the movies and stuff, but it's not quite the same.
Yeah,
so I really appreciate that a whole lot, and it's fun. They're fun to watch.
I lost my train of thought. And bottom line is, yes. I really lost this one. What were you saying? Just say everything you said again, and we'll talk about it.
I was talking about how they are enjoyable.
How you can enjoy them from watching both. So somebody named Bleeth Bustus, I don't know who that would be, was complaining about that in the crossover, there were spoilers for the Arrow plot in the Flash one, and he thought that was shitty if you hadn't watched Arrow. Which I can sort of see that perspective a little bit, but not really. But what I think is, it's better to – I love that, like you said, it's rewarding. It's like a reward for people that follow both. And I think it would really hinder the writing if every time Oliver showed up in Flash or anybody showed up in either show that they would have to use kid gloves.
Yeah.
Because, it's, you know, the characters bring so much history to it between them together knowing each other and just individually and having to – can you imagine that, like, centered their conversations? Like, man, it really killed me when Spoiler died. Like, so I just think that – I can sort of see that, but – I know there are some people that did start Flash without having watched Arrow before, but I don't know many people that have done that. So I just think that's preferable to sort of reward everyone for watching all of it, because it really creates a more intricate universe. And it's not like the Toku crossovers where it just doesn't make any sense because they're not even supposed to fit together. It feels like you're just watching a show that's so big that it needs multiple hours.
Okay.
It's kind of like Buffy and Angel. It's like you're watching just a giant two-hour thing because it's all one universe. So it doesn't feel like – it's not really a crossover, essentially, because they all live in the same world. They all live in a Pokemon world. Pokemon.
I won't be the greatest master of them all.
The greatest master. You went like old lady on that one. I don't know where that was going.
I don't know. I have no idea.
But yeah, that's pretty much it for Ramble Time topics that I can think of. Everything's back next week, and then Arrow and Flash air 5 weeks straight through the finale, so that'll be good. Turtles probably comes back at some point for you guys. We both forgot iZombie this week, or didn't get a chance to watch it, so there's not like a huge discussion there. But so we'll have a good 5 weeks, and then we really got to find topics because summer's coming. It's like winter is coming, but it was summer.
So it's reverse Game of Thrones.
We'll have Falling Skies, and then... word has it from Brian is if once he watches S.H.I.E.L.D. Season 2, we're going to have a S.H.I.E.L.D. talk sometime in the summer. Mm-hmm. So look forward to that, you people out there.
And when does the Walking Dead thing start?
I don't know. It just says summer. Oh. I'm going to assume late summer, probably August. Yeah, if it happens early,
I plan on doing that. So.
Yeah, so that'll be here. So we'll find stuff. Don't worry, you guys don't have to listen to us talk about Toku. I mean,
who wants that?
Today's Ninja discussion was about Arthur. And the Dino Charge discussion was actually about Amiibos and Checkers. So that's what happens when you leave Brian and I alone. So this is just a fact. But, yeah. Wait, let's do this properly. Now it's time for...
Final Thingies MP3.
Final Thingies!
I have a thingy, and it's not final.
That was like a little
keep that
jingle.
In. It was like a show jingle version. I liked it. It was Brian's cover of Final Thingies MP3. Okay, now that we're in the proper segment for this, for actual Final Thingies announcements, I'm leaving the show. No, I'm just kidding. The Facebook question should be back this week. I legitimately meant to put it up this week, knowing that there would be less content, but this time I actually forgot, whereas the last few weeks it was on purpose. The Green Ranger thing no longer makes sense because of St. Patrick's Day. We flew on past Easter, but it will still be Green Ranger. So look forward to me hopefully being confident enough to remember that.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. Don't put much stock into it, please.
We never do.
I'm confident.